It was a rainy Friday in the metropolis of Elizabethtown College. The campus was hauntingly quiet as Vince Gotti made his way to Lake Placida. He knew what he had to do. Vince had been a student at E-Town for 3 years and never once posed a threat to anyone, or so they thought. This is how it went down. The Gotti family owned over half of E-Town's campus and was rumored to be involved in what some call organized crime. They were one of the most mysteriously wealthy families in New England. Since the Gottis had so much power, Vince got everything he wanted from the college. When he needed a research paper written, it was waiting for him on his desk. If he was hungry for spaghetti, it was made with no questions asked. If he wanted someone to jump off a cliff, you get the picture. Everybody did exactly as Vince said. Everyone except Frank. Now, Frank was the kind of guy every guy wanted to be inside. He was a wild and crazy rebel who seemed to have it all. He even looked arrogant. Frank only needed one more thing to make him happy. You see, Frank was sick of parking in the brown lot in the evening after his nights on the town. The only way he could park closer to his dorm was if he parked in the honorary Gotti spot. Frank knew Vince Gotti was planning a late night out, so he got back to campus before him and pulled his El Camino into Gotti's spot. When Vince returned that night, he noticed that his parking spot was occupied. He never liked Frank to begin with, but this was the end. No one takes the Gotti parking spot. That very night, Vince arranged a meeting with Frank outside the lake. The clock struck midnight, and they made their way to Placida. Vince rolled his Bentley into the chapel lot, supplies on the seat beside him, and rage in his mind, though he had not planned to actually carry out his scheme. Nothing could stop him once he saw Frank's sneer. He was greeted with the annoying Placida ducks. As Vince got closer, he was hoping Frank brought the money to seal the deal. He didn't think $250 for half the week's parking was too much to ask. But instead of money, Frank thought he could settle this with words. The arguing began, and soon, Vince had enough. He was going to have to let his knuckles do the talking. But he needn't have bothered. Just as Vince wound up to swing, Frank slipped on a mound of duck droppings and fell face first into the murky depths. He pleaded for his life at the mercy of a madman. Frank watched as the Bentley grumbled away in the distance. If only he would have thought before he parked.